I'm going to review some work we did in Maine a couple of years ago when petroleum energy prices went up, fertilizer prices spiked, and we went back and started looking at historical data that we had in hand from old phosphorus trials to see if we could obtain any efficiencies by modifying our phosphorus recommendations. And part of that is driven by the fact that really in the I've worked there from 2001 to this last summer. I just took a job in South Dakota. But in that time, it was very rare that we ever got tissue samples in that were low in phosphorus in terms of petiole or leaf samples. So it kind of got us thinking, well, maybe we could trim our phosphorus rates a bit. So that was our objective. We want to see if we could trim rates. Just a little bit of background on potato and phosphorus use. Typically, potato farmers in northern Maine apply about 150 pounds per acre P2O5. It's banded in at planting. It's usually put in as DAP. And in this area, potatoes have been grown for decades, and so there's been regular phosphorus applications for many, many years. And the potatoes are grown generally on a relatively short rotation. It's potatoes, small grains potatoes. So we can see we're putting a lot of potassium, a lot of phosphorus on every other year. And our current recommendation is for late maturing varieties, is given there is 50 plus, 50 minus a PX number. PX number is looked up from a table. You'd have to go back and look at some Cornell soil recommendations, but it's a function of the extractable phosphorus using a modified Morgan extract. So basically, we had 17 data sets to work from. 12 of them were done by Carl Fitzgerald with Atlantic in 1995-96. These were on-farm studies where she superimposed phosphorus rates on the farmer's management. Three of them were done by Greg Porter at the research station at Aroostook Farm, which is a University of Maine facility. And two of them I did in on-farm studies with Russet Burbank. And in order to plot everything out together and try to make sense of it, I converted everything to an estimated value per acre on a percent scale. 100% equals 3,000. As far as I was able, we graded the used the results and the grades from the research to assign a relative economic value to each treatment. I fit a quadratic curve to each data set. And then I calculated an economic optimum. So here's our 17 sites all put together. And you can see it kind of looks like a mess. And looking at this initially, I thought, well, we've got some sites that looks like we've got a real response. And we've got some sites where there's no response. And how can we sort them out? And first thing I thought was, well, maybe we should be looking at the previous crop. So we sorted them out based on whether the previous crop was a small grain or a green manure. So that was the most obvious place to start. So this is the data just taking, looking at potatoes following a small grain crop. We can see we've got a couple of two or three sites here where there's very little response. And the majority of them are showing a economic response to phosphorus. And if we look at the other side of the equation, these are the six sites that were where the potatoes followed a green manure crop or a hay crop, and we see in none of these sites was there an economic response to phosphorus application. So I calculated out what the economic optimum would be for each of these, just fitting a quadratic curve. That's kind of a preliminary run here. and then I plotted it versus our current recommendation. So on the x-axis here, we've got soil phosphorus. This is on pounds per acre, modified Morgan extract, which is about somewhere on the order of 1/30th of a Malic 3 extract, roughly. And on this axis, we've got the estimated optimum phosphorus rate from each trial. This is our current recommendation line. These points here with the circles are oats. This is following barley. This was a processing pea field. And the round green points were following hay crop or cover crop. The points that I've circled here are points that I think are a little bit dubious. These two points, the last point in the response was very high, and it pulled the whole quadratic response up. And I'm not confident that that really reflects what's reality there. These two points down here showed no response, and when we went back and looked at the soil test to try and sort out what's going on here, it turns out these two points had very low zinc levels of zinc. So it's a bit of speculation on my part, but I think the low zinc availability limited the response on these two sites. But the main point of it is, while following a small grain crop, the economic response somewhat came about in a cloud around our recommendation line. Following a green manure crop, our recommendation line was greatly exceeded what the response was economically. So I basically replotted it and said, what if we give these points a 25-pound credit? And if we do that, we shift these green circles to these open squares here. And we see for the most part that would put us over in the range where we would recommend a zero phosphorus application, which would have fit the situation. So I have to say, this is not from controlled studies in the sense that each of these plots had a green manure crop and had a small grain plot. What we're comparing is a farm with a small grain rotation and a farm or a particular field that had a green manure crop. So there should be some follow-up where the small grain plots and the green manure plots are established in the same field and all the same environment. But at this point, we don't have the luxury of that data, so we're looking back at historical work. Okay, some ideas on potential causes. I think one thing is we could be seeing favorable nutrient cycling, meaning the green manure and hay crops are pulling phosphorus from deeper in the profile. It's accumulating on the surface where it's more available to the following potato crop. And also, when we harvest the small grains, we're taking some phosphorus out of the field, whereas when we're planting a green manure crop, that phosphorus that was taken up is staying in the field. Oop, I hit the wrong button there. Okay, second thing I think we could be seeing is improved soil structure. So following the green manure hay crop, we've turned in some pretty readily decomposable organic matter. We probably benefit our aggregate strength and soil structure. And as a result, the roots of the potato crop may be able to explore the soil better and extract phosphorus. And since we know phosphorus isn't very mobile in the soil, the roots have to get to it. So that can be important. And the third potential reason is we could have some enhanced mycorrhizal associations where we've planted a green manure, where we've kept the crop something green in the field later into the season. We might see a better mycorrhizal development with the following potato crop. My own guess is we're probably looking at some of all those. It's probably a combined effect of all three of those. We're leaving more phosphorus in the field because when we're not harvesting the grain, it's not leaving in the truck with the grain. And we probably improved the soil structure, and we might have, there might be a mycorrhizal effect. Okay, just a quick summary. We reviewed data from 17 trials in northern Maine as an initial means of evaluating current phosphorus recommendations. And we found the best way to sort the data out that we could come up with was to separate it out by previous crop. And fields where there was a green manure hay crop showed little or no response to phosphorus. So I think to understand our phosphorus recommendations and nutrition, we need to look at the previous crop more, particularly if it's a crop that was tilled in green. And just as I went over in the last slide, it could be a combined effect of soil quality, less phosphorus being removed from the field, and perhaps mycorrhizal growth. There were a couple sites where low zinc seemed to limit phosphorus response. So that's another point to take from this, is that considering where considering phosphorus response data, we want to look at micronutrient and particularly zinc levels. At least at two sites, I think that explained lack of response. And finally, the topic merits further study. This was kind of a preliminary look, and it would be good to do some controlled studies with the green manure and small grain treatments within the same site and trial. And our initial option here is to give a credit of 25 pounds of phosphorus per acre for potatoes following a green manure as a way to improve our recommendation system. The other thing I've told growers in Maine is if you're going to invest in phosphorus, you better be careful to check your zinc level, because if you spend a lot of money putting phosphorus in and you're low in zinc, you might be throwing your money away on. So we want to make sure this everything's balanced as you can. So that ends my talk.